ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you some great guests that have overcome challenges, great guests who will inspire you, and fantastic guests who will share tools and techniques to help you to create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. Again, that address is AskSueLondon.com. I love to hear your comments about the show. I wanted to share with everybody, last week we had Saskia Roel on, and Saskia was doing matrix energy healings. And I want to thank all of you that called in and that shared your experiences, what happened for you after you had that session with her. You, as well as myself, have really experienced amazing positive things in our life. So, Kamisha, I just read your message that came through tonight, and thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that. For all of you that didn't have the opportunity to get through on the phone lines, I want you to know we've got Saskia booked to come on the show again on August the 25th to do the same session, so more of you can experience that. So make sure you mark your calendars for that date. That's Thursday, August the 25th. Now, before we get started, I have something to share with you. I had a growing experience this week. In the past, I never liked driving to the big city. I live by Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And to me, Toronto is a crazy busy city with lots of traffic. And I'm more, you could say, a country girl. So up until Tuesday, I always had a driver take me there. But before I left, I put out the intention that the right people were going to show up to support me with this trip. And folks, I'm proud to tell you, I did it. And I have to tell you, thank goodness for whoever invented GPSs. They are a fantastic invention, and I will never leave home without another one of them. So as I was driving there, I was playing my theme music, A Perfect Sky. Talk about healing and calming music. Now, you know, the music you hear at the beginning of my show, the intro, the outro, and all during my commercials and that, well, that music is what got me to my location. It was amazing. And just a side little note here, that the writer and the producer is on the show today as the guest. But let me finish the story first, okay? So after I did my speaking event, I did it in Toronto, and I had to go to the underground parking lot to get my car. So one of the people from the event, they walked me out, and we were both walking around trying to find my car in this underground parking lot. And I'm walking around. I said, well, we were in P1, section K10. Well, I learned after a bit that there's actually two P1 areas. And out of nowhere, this man showed up. He was actually the security guard for the underground parking lot. And he could see it all over my face that I was lost. So he helped me to find my car. Eventually we got there, and he could, see the way I parked. I was in a very tight spot. And I jokingly said, hey, how are you at, moving cars out of tight spots? That if I go home and I have scratches on the car, my husband's not going to be impressed. So again, he was there. He took my keys and got me out. And I want to share this with you because It's a real lesson for all of us here, folks. Your intentions, what you put out, are so powerful. I asked the right people to help me to make my journey a positive one and to make sure that I arrived for this event and that I didn't get lost. So I want to take this minute and I want to say to my new security friend at the Novotel Hotel in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, thank you, thank you, thank you, my friend, for showing up at the right time. I really do appreciate everything that you did for me that afternoon. Now, before we get started, I want to just say a special thank you to all my sponsors for helping me to help you. To learn more about my sponsors, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com. And when you go there, go to my radio show page. You'll see a little button on the top left corner. Click on that, and you'll see all the details about the companies and the product and services. A lot of great things there for you to learn about. And also, you can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Now, the topic of the show today is psychic readings, and you're going to learn also about energy management. And my very special guest is internationally known psychic Bonnie Ross. Now, I mentioned to you that Bonnie and her husband, Daryl Thistle, they're responsible for writing and producing my theme music that you hear each week on the show. But Bonnie is a very special lady in my life and in my heart. Anytime I need a butt kicking, Bonnie's always there to give it to me. And I ask her for it and she brings it on. So it's such a joy for me to share her with you and for you to experience this, hear her gifts. So let me tell you a bit about her. Bonnie Ross is a psycho-spiritual therapist. She's in private practice as well as a teacher of spiritual and personal development programs. Bonnie's also a gifted psychic consultant, and she guides many in her thriving practice. One of Bonnie's passions is in teaching intuition development skills, and her courses are very popular. As a professional musician and award-winning drum circle facilitator, she incorporates the healing power of the drum in exciting retreats, group work, and community events for adults and children. She's also a Reiki master and sound practitioner. Bonnie's also very passionate about hosting her radio show, Divine Light Within, which embraces the incredible potential of the human spirit. So now today, Bonnie's going to do two things. You can call in and you're going to be able to experience a psychic reading from her. And in between the calls, Bonnie and I are going to talk about the importance and of energy awareness and healthy detachment from negative energy. So before we go any further and me keep bragging about her, let's bring her on. Bonnie, are you there?
I am.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
How are you? I'm glad. I'm just so happy to be on the show, and I love your story. That is so nice to hear. There are earth angels out there helping us.
Well, and I'm driving, you know, to Toronto, and here I'm playing your music, and you know how it affects me, and I'm getting really relaxed, and there's cars pulling in and out and all that. I'm just like a cook noodle driving to Toronto. So we sure did see, we think we'd see a day like that, right?
Nice.
Now, guy, Bonnie, before we start, I want to just give everyone the numbers to call, okay, because we want to start taking some calls. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Okay, so before we get started, guys, here's the number for you to phone in. And I really encourage you to phone in today and ask Bonnie your question. So the number, guys, that you're going to phone is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your question through the instant feedback area on the homepage on Transformation Talk Radio. Now, here's the thing, okay? If we have a lot of calls coming in, we're only going to be able to, you're only going to be able to ask one question, and then that'll give Bonnie, like, time to answer it. So we give time for somebody else to have a call and a chance to, you know, have a reading. But when you are instant messaging, you have to give Bonnie your first name and your full birth date. And the caller's in as well. You need to give, like, your name and your full birth date. Okay, so again, guys, the number you're going to call is 800-930-2819. Okay, sounds good. So, guys, phone in. Now, Bonnie, while we're waiting for the calls to come in, we got to talk, first of all, about your CD. Can you tell everybody about it? It's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Sue. I'm glad you had a chance to listen to it. And the CD is called Journey to Your Divine Light Within. And I created the CD to teach you how to work with essential energies of the earth and of universal life force energy and with the human energy, which is our chakras. And so when you understand and you're aware and you manage these energies, you can clear away for a sense of presence and anchoring, and the anchoring union that you get with your intuition and higher self is amazing. So it's a meditative CD with divine, I call it divine downloaded music, which moves you to a very deep level of relaxation. And so we bring in the chakras' musical notes and the elemental sounds to balance and open you up to your spirit's calling.
Yeah, and folks, I can tell you, as many as you may know, I'm very psychic medium. I'm very sensitive to energy, and when I played Bonnie's her CD for the first time, I was just floating, and it was just amazing how answers were coming to me even clearer and with a lot more detail. And the second time I used it, the day before, I had been out with my husband, and we had been gardening the entire day. And my back was a little tight from, you know, bending down and pulling the weeds and all this kind of stuff. So I put on the CD, and I was loose as anything after, you know, I played that. It was incredible. And I just feel like I'm walking around floating all the time now, Bonnie. And I've played it, what, three times?
Nice.
It's about right. Yeah.
That's
so wonderful. And so now tell people, like, you know, how it opens your chakras. Tell them about that.
Right, right. Well, what I do is I take you on a journey where you just follow my voice. And so the visualization takes you into opening up these chakras, which are really your spiritual backbone. And when you open up these chakras, you're opening up your energy field, and you are opening up to the higher realms. And this is where it's not only relaxing, and I understand you loosened up physically, which is a great byproduct of going into a relaxation, but the other byproduct is that we go into this place of higher self, and this is where the answers to life's questions live, right?
Yeah.
So as a psychic, I want to teach people how to do this for themselves, and this CD is a tool. And moving energy and being aware of those three energies is extremely important in connecting to your intuition. So I'm just so happy to have this CD out, because it's a tool that takes you there fairly easily.
Yeah, it's really powerful. And anybody at any stage can listen to this, yes?
Absolutely.
Like it's not just for beginners, it's for all stages, right?
Right. And so you may be familiar with the chakras and the psycho-spiritual themes that are connected with them, but it's always good to revisit, take some time out, and get out of your head and into your body and manage and move this energy. So there's an opening piece to opening your chakras, and there's also a great bedtime piece at the end where you need to close down as well. And so the closing down of the chakras can make you feel very contained and safe, and it's a lovely way to finish up with intuitive work if you're practicing reading or if you just want to go to sleep in a very peaceful way.
And I can tell you, I am falling asleep so soundly. Last night, the of you Canadians listening, Vancouver won hockey game. And did you see that game there last night, Bonnie?
No, I don't watch hockey. I try not to, sorry.
Well, I like Stanley Cup. I love it. And so my husband's watching, and he's like all excited and everything. And in the last few seconds, Vancouver scored. So sorry, Boston, but, you know, we had to take that one. But we were all excited after they won. And, you know, it was like a second I fell asleep, so it was amazing. Bonnie, we got to go to a commercial. Guys, call in. The number is 800-930-2819. Call in and go to the Instant Feedback session, and then we'll take some readings after. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge. And when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Back on, Sue.
Okay, hello everybody. We're back on Get Inspired Radio, and I'm Sue London. My guest today is Bonnie Ross, and today Bonnie's going to give you a psychic reading, and when you call in or you instant message me, and we'll share it with Bonnie. What you need to do is you need to give us your first name and your full birthday. Now, to call in, guys, the number you call is 800-930-2819. Okay, and if you can't get through on the phone line, please instant message us. Okay, it will work great. So just instant message us your name and your full birthday, the day, the year, and the month. Okay, So what we're going to do, while we're getting some things worked out there, we're going to bring Chris, our producer, on, and Bonnie's going to do a reading on him. So are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready.
Okay, bring it on, Bonnie.
All right. Hi, Chris. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great, Bonnie. How are you?
Good, good. I'm going to need your birthday, please.
Now, believe it or not, I was born on April Friday the 13th, 1973.
Nice.
That explains it all.
Yeah. Explains a lot, anyways. All right. And so, how can I help you today, Chris?
Well, I guess I would just like to, like anybody else, I'd like to know, what my future holds, with the business, primarily, and, possibly my relationship with both my significant other and my one-year-old son, who just turned a year old about a week ago, actually May 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I just, what does the future hold for me would be my question.
Great. And your wife's name, or your wife's birthday is?
Her birthday is February 21st, 1981. And you know what? I had to think about that for a second. So it's a good thing.
You got caught.
All right. Okay, let me tune in now to your energy and get a sense of where we're going here. It's an interesting, I don't know if you have two jobs or two parts of your job or two pieces of the job that are calling you back and forth. Does that make sense, too?
Yes, because it's just a multiple, multiple things that I do to keep the radio station running. So that would definitely be, many, many jobs associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Because I do see that you are in fine, you're in a fine position to in a stable position with lots and lots of learning. So this, you're in a big learning curve right now, and you're seen in a very positive light. And I do see that the challenge will be that there's one more big system or something big, some big piece of learning that has to do with this job, a piece of technology that you're getting your head around now. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
Right. And so this is where you have to pace yourself around the energy, right? I feel like you have great physical energy. I feel that you are able to, you're not afraid to learn anything, really. I mean, you've got your hands on many different things and you do very well. There is some broken sleep going on for you at this time. Does that make sense?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I have to wear a mask at night. So there's that coupled with the fact that I'm a mind racer. My mind is constantly going, even when I try to shut it off, and it's tough for me to get to sleep.
Yes. Okay, and so you need my CD?
You do, Chris. You do.
Yes, I do.
You really do. I'll send you one. Remind me at the end, and I will send you one complimentary. And so, Chris, what it is that you have to do is you need to find balance in this crazy life of yours in terms of where do I step out of my head and into my body so that I, because, I don't want you to be forced in here to take an emotional rest. And along with this sleep apnea, there's a little bit of weight to lose. And I feel that you're getting new running shoes or you're on the path now that is calling you to the physical exercise. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. And you mentioned exercise. It's also, physical exercise, just something very tough for me to just make time available for that.
Yep, and you need to. So it needs to be your number one priority as you work through the sleep apnea piece for sure. I do see that you have another doctor coming in, or this is more of a naturopath or an alternative health person coming into your life. So I want you to be open to the possibility of remedies that can also help with sleep. Or are you already seeing someone like that?
Well, here's the thing. I was supposed to be seeing somebody, and they have a word for that. So somethingologist. It's not a sleepologist.
Right.
And that's actually who provided me with the, they call it the CPAP machine. And after the primary, the first visit, I was supposed to go back for other visits. And unfortunately, I just haven't gone back for the other visits. But I do have to say that the mask has helped significantly.
Good, good. And so this is really important for you because it's going to give you the sleep you need to break up some of this heavier energy that you carry in terms of fatigue and broken sleep. There is you are very blessed with a beautiful child here. This is only a one-year-old. What's the name of your child?
His name is Hayden.
Hayden. He's definitely very bright. There's he's going to need books all around him. He's probably already starting to babble, if that makes sense for you.
He certainly is starting to babble. His favorite word is balloon, but he says baoon.
Chris, wait till he says no.
Yes, that'll be the next word. Well, actually, Icy is very gentle, actually, and he needs to be. He wants a kitty, or is he getting excited about cats or pets here?
Yeah, actually, he gets real excited about dogs. So I can see the relationship there in a domestic animal. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, he will be one to bring them home. So, Daddy, get ready to put some boundaries around the boy as he will fill your home with animals. And he does need to be a rough and tumble boy. So, getting him burning lots of energy. He needs to be in the water swimming. And he's a lovely boy. Lovely. There's just a little bit. I don't know if he's itchy around the face, around the lips right now. You have a little rash going on around his face.
Well, he does have sensitive skin. He gets, I don't want to just say sunburn, but I noticed that he does have sensitive skin.
Yeah, and so just watching that, he's sensitive to different detergents, and you'll find that environmentally, if you can go green and not use a lot of cleaning stuff, I just feel that he's an incredibly shiny, sensitive child. And what I mean by that is he's really open to everything, and as you're open and sensitive, you get high sensitivity to chemicals. So just watching that, but he's lovely.
Yeah.
There's wood all around him as he grows up as well, so working with wood.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That's good. Well, thanks, Bonnie, for sharing that. We're going to have to go to a commercial here very shortly, but guys, I want to tell you, Bonnie Ross is her website address is bonnieross.com. So if you don't have a chance or you're, you know, kind of being shy to call in today, you can connect with Bonnie after the show. She can do a full reading on you, and you can buy her CD from her. So again, that's bonnieross.com. Now, I just want to remind you the phone number to call in is 800-930-2819 and ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on Transformation Talk Radio. Just make sure that when you send your message, we need your name and your full birthday. So guys, stay tuned, and we're going to be right back after this message.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life?
Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and today I have my friend Bonnie Ross here, and she's going to be giving psychic readings. And also, we're going to talk right now about energy management. I mentioned earlier that Bonnie has a very healing CD on meditation that will open your chakras and develop your intuition. So guys, I want to remind you, go order it. Go to her website, BonnieRoss.com. Phenomenal, phenomenal CD. I can't talk highly enough about it. Now, I'm not sure if we're having some technical challenges, but keep trying to call in. We're not sure. We have some problems with the phone line, so be patient. If you're not getting through, the number, just keep trying. If we can get this worked out, it's 800-930-2819. And try sending your question through the instant feedback area on the site transformationtalkradio.com. And what we need is your name, just your first name is fine, and your full birthday to do a reading. Now, what we're going to do, Bonnie, I thought, is let's talk about why it's so important to protect your energy.
Okay. Well, I'm a living testament of why it's important. And as someone who's been reading people, and I call myself an empath because I'm, really sensitive to energy all around me. And we all are. We all are like these satellite dishes that absorb these subtle frequencies of energy, and sometimes not so subtle, harmful frequencies of energy. And so we do need to be aware that we are interpreting energy all the time, and so I do it in a intensive way, but everyone does it as they meet people that they feel very comfortable and connected with. You're resonating with their energy and interpreting that as safe and friendly, and certainly when you meet people that you're intimidated or you feel anxious or uncomfortable around, you're interpreting their energy as well. And so it's an interesting world, and we are surrounded by energy. We are energy, so we have these great auras and chakra systems that I talk about, and we're all connected to each other. Mm-hmm. And when you know, we have, we're certainly, when we're not aware, we can take on people's stuff in a way that can make us sick physically, uh-huh, emotionally, and spiritually.
Can I add to that, Bonnie? Can I share, uh-huh, a story? You know the story about my dog, Willie. Okay. Folks, I have three dogs, and one of my dog, his name is Willie, and he's a little black and white shih tzu. A lot of my photos you'll see will have him in with me. And about a year and a half ago, what happened was that I woke up in the middle of the night, and the left side of me was numb. And I was feeling kind of like tingling, and I said to my husband, I don't want to freak you out, but I just feel like there's someone having a stroke right now. Because I'm sensitive, as you know, Bonnie, to energy, right? And so I was feeling this, and I got up, and I knew it wasn't my husband. But when I feel so strongly, I know it's someone I'm close to, like in that area. So what ended up happening, long story short, was it was my dog, Willie, having a stroke. And so what happened, I said, Willie, I wish I could take this from you. In the past, I did not want to see my animals suffer, so I would take their stuff. I ended up having the symptoms of his stroke, and I ended up having the droopy eye, going to the network chiropractor, and having to clear that from my energy. So it's very powerful. Bonnie, we've got the phone lines working. Can we take a call? Is that okay?
Certainly. Certainly.
Okay. Janice from Cape Cod, are you there?
Yes, it's me.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Your birthday, is it February 15th, 1947?
It is.
Okay. So, Bonnie, would you like to, I'll let you take over. How's that?
Thank you, Sue. And hi, Janice. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. I'm fine.
Good, good. I'm glad you were able to connect with me. What is your question for me today?
I'm having some health and financial issues, which is somewhat tied together, and I just wondered how that was going to go.
Uh-huh.
Had any feeling about that?
Right. Okay. Yeah, you've been on a roller coaster ride here. Let me just check in with your energy here. I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff going on in the middle of your being around digestion here, and you've been back and forth with tests and medical tests. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And so, you know, it makes it very difficult for you when you're in this chronic pain to work, right? And so have you been out of work?
Retired, actually, and
so that's the,
I do some temporary work here and there, but no, I haven't been doing much work at all.
Okay.
But I find that I'm very tired. I can't even get through my daily life. So that's,
yes, it's a very heavy thing. Okay. Well, there's patience needed here. This sitting sort of, I wondered if you were out of work. And in fact, you've been just very limited around what you can do right now with this fog around you, this fog of fatigue. And do you have two doctors right now that you go back and forth to?
Yes.
Yes. And so there's a third one coming that you might want to take a look at. This is someone more in the alternative health realm, sort of green energy around this, which is good. It's a green light to sort of move forward with patients here. Did they go in with a scope and take a look there yet?
No, the issue is right now is breast cancer, which is diagnosed. But
so you've been in there, yeah.
The issue is that I am in alternative health care, being treated alternatively, and having a hard time sticking with the alternative health care recommended diet. Mm-hmm. So
I see. So you're struggling with the diet piece because it's hard to discipline, or you can't do it?
Just discipline, yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, it's calling you to try and find it again, find that discipline. And, you know, there's a lot of light around you, and there's, it's important to maintain a sense of hope and faith around this. This is the financial piece Are they asking for a lot of money around this, or is this just, I feel like the money keeps draining from your pocketbook. And are you?
It is because it's alternative medicine, and that's not paid for by my insurance. So
I see.
We are right now. We're drained. We have nothing left to sell but a kidney.
Oh dear. And so there's lots of great references out there around eating a diet without having to pay necessarily. But there's, you know what I'm saying? Like, find your information and be creative about how to continue with this part, because diet is crucial. And I see that in the next, this is a year for you to get over, and this is a hump that, and I see a lot more light around you as you move into the later part of this year around your health. And there's, I don't know what's calling you. You have yellow flowers in the garden, or I see you in yellow flowers. What does that mean?
I love yellow roses, and I do have yellow things blooming in my yard right now.
Beautiful, because this is where you need to be, okay? You need to get out, and I feel like you're white-knuckling a lot of things, and as we all know or are learning, is that when we focus on what we don't have, more of that comes in, but also just raising your vibration in the garden with these beautiful yellow flowers, getting your hands in the dirt, and this yellow energy that I see around you, take it into your being. It's beautiful, sunny, optimistic energy. So financially, it's an interesting thing. I think there's lots of resourceful energy that you share that you will move into by the fall, and someone is going to help you, and I hope they're listening today. They're going to give you some advice that is free, and it has to do with how to manage with the diet.
Can I ask something, Bonnie? As I'm hearing you talk to her, I'm thinking I need to connect her to Dr. Bernie Siegel. Is that the one you're thinking? Yeah.
Well, there's so many resources out there that that don't need to drain your pocketbook, right?
Yeah. You know what? Send me an email after the show, and I'll connect you, Janice. I'll send me an email at sue@asksuelondon.com, and I'll introduce you to Bernie. He works with people with in the kitchen condition, and we'll get you on track.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
And the email address is?
It's Sue, S-U- S-U-E, so Sue at AskSueLondon.com. That's at AskSueLondon.com.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know if you know my story. I had Crohn's disease, and I've changed my diet, the whole outlook and everything, and I am totally disease free, and the doctors say it's never coming back. And I was told that was incurable, and I even was given 30 minutes to live. So
good
we'll get
Lord.
You there, too. How's that?
Very good. That's good to hear.
Good. Well,
okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. And, Bonnie, we got to go to a commercial. So was there anything else? Did you want to talk to Janice during the commercial? Is there more for you to talk with?
I think I'm good. That was,
are you okay,
that was great.
Janice?
Yes.
I'm
yeah.
all set.
Okay, good. Well, I'll watch for your email, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling
in. Have a great day. Thank you, Bonnie. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're just going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to learn more from Bonnie, and you have the opportunity to call in for a reading. So, folks, the number you're calling is 800-930-2819, and send us messages through the instant feedback area. Stay tuned.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is Bonnie Ross. I want you to make sure that you check out Bonnie's website. It's BonnieRoss.com. Today we've been talking about Bonnie, and she's been doing psychic readings. We've been talking about energy management, and we've been talking about her new CD that's just hot off the press. You've heard my music that, you know, we just came back onto, and that the name of the music is Perfect Sky. Bonnie Ross and her husband, Daryl Thistle, are actually the ones responsible for writing it and producing it. So my guest today is such a creative, creative person. Not only does she do all of that stuff, but she also teaches drumming circles. And my husband and I experienced her drumming circle this past weekend. So I encourage you all to go to her website, BonnieRoss.com, and you're going to learn all about the products, the services that she offers. But what I want to do, Bonnie, is can we talk now about how to protect your energy? Because I think that's important that, you know, we touch on, eh?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. So if I can give the listeners some simple tools around protection. I mean, one of the things that we, with this auric field, this sort of bubble, this three-dimensional bubble that's around us, we can imagine with our intention that it's really like a shield, and it's called cloaking. And when you meet up with people that are draining you, that are making you feel uncomfortable or anxious in some way, you can pull on this cloak with your imagination and your intention, and all the energy that they're sort of putting at you, if you're in a confrontational situation or you're just feeling off with the person that you're communicating with, you can imagine that their energy is just bouncing right off of this cloak of energy that you wear, and that you can still interact with them, but you're just not taking that unsettling energy into your being. And I do it all the time when I deal with people that are more challenging. So that's one big piece. One big piece. The other one is grounding, right? You need to stay grounded in life, and that's why I was telling Janice to get into the garden with the yellow flowers, so we can get into our own connection to Earth by being in nature, but also by imagining those great tree roots that come from the bottom of our feet, and you pull them into the ground, and you pull up Earth energy, which really is a very grounding, calming force. And so you can do this anywhere, anytime, and it is an anchoring sensation that you feel as you bring in Earth energy into your body. You become much more relaxed and back down into the body, and less anxious for sure. And breathe.
Yeah.
You got to breathe. Yeah. Breathe,
yes.
Breathe.
Yes. Yes, yes. And you know, Bonnie, you know my story. My dog, Rocky, when I was going through challenges with having Crohn's disease, I had lots of pain, and it was my dog, Rocky, that would keep coming up to me and breathing really loudly in my ear. So I can tell everyone listening that breathing is really important, and that's what got me through the pain. And for those of you that don't know my story, that disease I had, Crohn's disease, is completely gone now. So breathing is important. Now, Bonnie, I shared with everyone in the beginning that in the past, I've allowed you to kick my butt. No secret, right?
No
and
secret.
A lot of times you would say, Sue, get into the bathtub.
Yes.
Do you want to share what getting into the bathtub will do for folks?
Well, you know, it's when you get into the tub, many things happen. And yes, I've told you to go there. And it's when you're in this heightened state of chaos and, you know, your mind is going a million miles an hour and you're just needing to ground, right? So water is very grounding. It's an element. It's one of those elements that we visit when we go off to a retreat. We want to go swimming. We want to go to the ocean. Well, we have a bathtub in our homes, and we can't get to the swimming pool or the ocean, but we can take ourselves to the tub. And the tub, you know, you can add Epsom salts or beautiful aromatherapy to the tub. The warm water relaxes you and brings you back down to earth. You can put on lovely music and listen to my meditation CD in the tub, for example.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Or anything, right? Anything that's going to bring you back. And so we just don't do enough of it. And it is really actually part of my spiritual practice to get in the tub every day. And I pick a piece of music or something that I would like to learn or something that will raise my vibration. And I spend time in the tub. And also when you pull the plug out, when you're finished, lay in the water and allow any worries, any physical pain, any energy that you might be holding on to that doesn't serve you, and actually feel the water lower in the tub and drain away anything that is not serving you. So physical pain, emotional stuff, and really, really take that as the final piece of your tub experience in letting go and releasing.
Yeah, powerful, powerful. And, oh, Bonnie, she knows me well, folks. And a couple of years ago, you kept phoning me, Sue, get into that tub, get into that tub. And I could not get into that tub because she knows who I am and what I do. I mean, so dealing with a psychic as a friend, that's kind of hard, folks. Bonnie, we've got about 2 minutes left for us to talk. And let's talk about drumming. Drumming is powerful, and it's really a great way to let go. So can you, in about 2 minutes, share how drumming can help you?
Okay. Well, let's just say that drumming is a meditative practice, okay? Uh-huh. And so when you drum, you actually go from this conscious state of awareness to this more altered place where we actually create alpha brain waves. And alpha brain waves are responsible for our euphoria and well-being. And we go there when we meditate in some way. So drumming brings you into that place where you're relaxed, you're playful and spontaneous, and you're very present. Because when you're drumming, you cannot think about your list of things to do or worries about the future or the past. You are absolutely present, and it's a beautiful place to be because that's where your intuition, your higher self, lives. And so drumming, you can drum for many reasons. It's a celebration. It's an ancient form of healing. It moves energy. We can release energy. We can bring in positive, drum up positive energy. We can drum into our intuition, as I said. We can feel like a community as we sit in the circle and entrain with one another and feel an energetic connection that is universal in this circle. So
Can I share, Bonnie? When I did it, oh, my gosh, I had gone through abuse in my life, and I was banging on that thing the first time I did it, and I got rid of so much anger and frustration. It was powerful. And then when we just did it there last week, oh, my gosh, there was a little bit of worthy issues about a grade six teacher telling me never sing because I didn't have a voice for it and always mouth words. So there was some stuff I was struggling with that I cleared on Saturday. Powerful, powerful stuff. Bonnie, I have really enjoyed having you here today, and we're out of time, my friend. I hate to say it because you and I could talk forever. Guys, I want to encourage you, check out Bonnie's website. It's BonnieRoss.com, and you can get a free reading with Bonnie through there, right, Bonnie? They can connect with you through your website?
Yes. Well, if you call into my radio show on the last Thursday of each month, that's where I do free readings on my show.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Okay, perfect. So, guys, go to her website. I'm sorry, Bonnie, we're so out of time.
Thank
you. It's BonnieRoss.com. Check it out. And many of you have been asking for me to where I'm speaking next. Mark your calendars, October the 12th from 6 till 9 Eastern Time. I'm going to be at an event October the 12th, and I'll be speaking. So if you want more details, call 905-401-6449. And as a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your areas, inspire your group. So connect with me at my website, AskSueLondon.com. I want to thank my very special guest and friend, Bonnie Ross, for being here today. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Brian Benson, and we're going to talk about how to live a fun, balanced, healthy life. So on behalf of my guest Bonnie Ross and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.